I hear what you're saying.
Yes, I give thanks for another rise, you know? No, another reasoning.
Serious thing, and this one is a special edition, December 24th, honoring the Earth Stronger, the great Thomas Sankara.
Yes, I.
No, serious thing, the original reach still. It's not to put one hero over the other, but this bridge in here definitely has to be highlighted. If you're unfamiliar with the bridge in here, he was the leader there in Burkina Faso from 83 to 87.
Yeah.
And his leadership was unique compared to other people. He was really a pioneer and a trailblazer on the continent in regards to the implementation of vaccine, women's rights, especially also being an environmentalist. It's not the fact that he was the only environmentalist. Mm-hmm. You have people like, what's my bridge name? Cabral.
Amilcar Cabral.
Yeah, Amilcar Cabral still. But this bridge in here really set a standard that hasn't really been matched yet.
Yeah, and them used to call him Africa Che Guevara due to the way he militant and the way how him carry out and get result. Them call him Africa Che Guevara. You know, the funniest thing about Thomas Sankara to I and I still is that the man only lived for 4 years in the fire. Like, if you think about it, to the 4 year, 83 to 87, that was 4 years in the fire.
Right, you know, he really gave me a Tupac vibe in a sense of the amount of work that was accomplished in a short time span. Because people don't really miss the bridge in Tupac Shakur too tough in regards to what he accomplished in the times, man. And Thomas Sankara was the same way because, you know, you open up enough schools, fire, wells and all those things. They planted over, 10 million trees, I believe, to combat forestation. The bridge got over 2 million people vaccinated because, you know, that time it was the measles and meningitis that was killing the people terrible during those times.
But I want to tell you, the whole standout to him, because I'm different from a president in somewhere in Latin America. I'm the only president when me ever see ensure say FEM government not above the people. Because that's one of the key things.
Ingredient, key ingredient. And I just want to say, anyone listening, please check out a documentary called The Upright Man. I guess they're playing off the name of the country because they were Upper Volta during their French colonization. Then they changed it to Burkina Faso.
And I believe Burkina Faso.
Burkina Faso. And I believe it means upright people. But as you know, with all politicians and dignitaries, that they live a luxurious lifestyle while the people are suffering. And while he was in power, he got rid of all luxury vehicles, buying basic economy vehicles. He banned first-class flights, from what I understand. And if you went abroad, you weren't allowed to stay in five-star hotels, but you had to stay in motels. And he also did it himself. It's not the fact of he was penalizing people, but it's the real vibe of he was really practicing what he preached, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing to why most of the so-called leaders, them in Burkina Faso at the time, that the government, they hate him for that. Because remember, so when them used to luxury in a fire and him come and change the whole structure, you know, it's like the man, even the whole public servant, them, the man cut every one of them salary in and tell him, so what you go on? We are going to make sure it's a phone salary, it's a living salary. I'm going to make sure it's so uncomfortable, but at the fall of the day, it now going to give on too much perks, so on to feel like on higher than the people. Them couldn't stand it.
And you know what's wild? It's like he was doing what you're supposed to do. That's the weird thing. That's how the world backwards. Like, the man was actually doing something that leaders are supposed to do in regards to lead and actually do what's beneficial for the people, you know? And obviously he was murdered by that. But the whole reason we're doing this in regards to, we have to take a new approach to analyzing our heroes. We have two aspects of our culture which we need to clear up. The first aspect is the fault finding. And I think we spoke about that before, right? We like to disregard our heroes and people who did great things, focusing on their shortcomings because they're humans. And another aspect we really need to get on top of is regards to analyzing their great attributes, adopting those within our lives, not saying any man should go try to take over a country or anything, but in regards to self-governance, dignity, character, self-discipline, self-worth, sacrificing for your loved ones, And another aspect is analyzing their shortcomings and seeing how we can improve on those things within our own personal lives. Thomas Sankara, much like Marcus Garvey, kind of got ahead of himself with certain things where he was implementing too many programs, but he didn't have the proper personnel to run them properly.
Yeah, no, that alone was really theme thing, because when we check the story of Thomas Sankara, you know, me, all right, you see, remember when I read, when I remember which book, and J.A. Rajata said, Haile Selassie is like the perfect man. But you know, so every time I think about Thomas Sankara, I think about the statement by J.A. Rajas, because every single thing when me see the man implement, it's like him get excited and him realize him can liberate him people them with the movement them way ma do, with the infrastructure them way ma set in place. But the thing is, members, every infrastructure where you are set in place, you have the right people them set it in place. And if them people is not there, you can't go around and do everything, you know, because it's a man imprisoned so much in a Burkina Faso that no matter where you go, you know, Thomas Sankara did the grassroots. If I even some youths put there, you know, he might go there and I tell them. Then I said, remember watching a documentary and the man I tell them, say, yo, watch, you know, we can't liberate it, you know, look on the clothes them where you are here.
The Levi look, when he had to burn them out saying,
the man I showed them, say, yo, Africa have the greatest potential for control the world and control the world without hegemony or without any form of colonialism mindset. But the man I say it's just a mentality. You know, so I one of the only leaders them forgot in the AU. And when them approach the United Nations also, the man tell them straight, so watch, you know, France and all of them can go to hell because we don't care about none of the policies because it don't benefit Africa. Straight without apology, the man tell them that. You know.
And yo, I want to bring up a next point to it, a next correlation, because the Bridget Fred Hampton spoke about this too, in regards to having an educated military. You get what I'm saying? The Bridget was very brilliant for being a military man. No disrespect to military men, not saying that they aren't brilliant, but we know how the thing go already, right? And he believed that the more educated that they are, the less abuse they would do. And I remember the Bridget Fred Hampton speaking about the same thing of having an ignorant, illiterate military and how that heightens certain behaviors.
Yeah, true. I remember a speech to him that I said, I think in the same documentary to him, I still say, an uneducated military is just contain a bunch of mercenaries. All them are going to kill if them not have the education. But once them have the education, remember, the defense is already there. So if the defense is there plus the education, that means you have the highest society ever. And I remember I said the same thing, the same concept the man used, and increase the literacy rate of the country too.
And the next thing I want to highlight for the people, let the people know the man greatness in regards to his approach to women's rights. Now, during that time, this was not a popular thing to do. Let's just put that on the table, right? But, and the way he implemented, obviously, you know, due to what you want to call it, male domination and sex roles, women were denied literacy. They had that, what you call the thing there, fire?
Genital mutilation.
Yeah, big thing there. He had to burn out that quick and do that the best he can. And yes, it took time to change particular things, but these were the things that were normalized within that culture that were detrimental to women, not being able to have employment, definitely not having political positions, which he did that. And I think people don't highlight his views on women and his understanding of their importance in the development of a people and a country. A lot of times people focus on other things, but I think it needs to be highlighted in regards to his views and understanding of the role of women. And even to today, people need to take that in and understand the importance of women.
Society, every single society we're thriving and put forward works and make adjustments. Even look on a place like Cuba, where Cuba supposed to be downtrodden, you know. Yeah. Don't threaten really and truly, because them get cut off by the aid from USA and all of these different places, and them still arise. So the man I show you, say, watch, you know, if we don't educate the women to the highest level, then our society are gonna be a backward society. And you can see if the man even implement all something we have all Mother's Day.
When the men
and the man them have go work. Yeah,
no. No, a serious thing, fight. And even right now, the thing backwards with some men, yeah, and they need to step up their game, believe me, because they on some prehistoric thing. You get what I'm saying? He needed to balance out the thing. And a next bridging that spoke about that was Malcolm X still, because he have a quote where he speaks.
Yes,
say if you analyze a nation, see how they deal with the women, yeah. You get what I'm saying? Serious thing.
Then the man go ahead if I tell you saying we kill a few women.
No, big time.
If them are vulnerable in a fire, best believe say everybody else are vulnerable because the vulnerability they go pass through the child. Cause
all right, then you look at our thing right now then.
All right.
All right. So, yeah, but that's the thing. I encourage everyone. Definitely. I put the link for the documentary in the description. Check it out. Upright Man, Thomas Sankara. Yes, it's in French, but they have English subtitles. Also, I put two books you should probably check out. One is like a short biography, and the other one is a compilation of speeches. And the reason I recommended that one, because it really gives you a deeper insight into regards to the different views that he had. It's a compilation of speeches and interviews he did with national publications. And if you get the chance, also, we do recommend that you share, not necessarily this video, but the greatness of the brethren with your children, because it is very important. It's our responsibility to teach the children. We have this thing where we are cussing schools and depending on schools to teach us our history. They are not designed to do that. It is what it is. It's time to take responsibility and teach our children our history. Now, if you don't know the history, you have to learn or find one who does that could teach the children, but the children have to know about these heroes. Seriously.
And then the key thing now, we have to teach them too, yes, because we can't talk about Thomas Sankara, and we not even include Blaise Compaoré, because we have to
the Judas. Make them. I don't want to bring that up and spoil the thing.
But. It's necessary still, you know, because era is necessary. It's because every single era arise, we have to beware not to be with internal enemies. And that is one of the necessary things that we need to know. Yes, every time a brother starts threatening or a sister starts threatening a movement or threatening a program, we must make sure we be the ones who support them to the fullest. Because Blaise Compaoré was a bridging who
Thomas Sankara for a long time. Sorry to call you like a key bridging, mm-hmm. awesome mm-hmm. best man in wedding key Idrin, yeah. And them the worst ones.
And the reason why I bring him up, and we can't say so we have to talk about him, is because that Europe, the connection with Europe, Blaise Compaoré took aid from all of those countries in Europe just so he could kill Thomas Sankara.
In return for the death of the blood of Thomas Sankara, you know? Yeah. And flop out the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So we must be careful. Gain. We have to be careful of that because Europeans, them, once we have our unity and have our things so smart, then the European them always find a way. Same thing them do to Patrice Lumumba and make him own people, them sell him out in the Congo, because them always use the thing of aid.
Fire, aid. Hold on. I think you're taking the thing too high. We need to bring this to real life level, daily level. People at their job selling out their brother for their little positions at their ease. Or just in daily life, we need to ease off these things, because the thing that you're getting is not worth it and it's detrimental to the growth of the people.
Yes, I. So there great ones like Thomas again, Sank. You know? So great ones, man. We're affy. Honor them, man. Don't try. Go on like one. Go around it. And make sure, as they say, make sure the youth them know. Because these type of men are practically unknown to our generation.
And they give you so much fire. Hey, let me tell you. Because you see all my... Little Thomas Sankara, sure. No, I'm gonna tell you some real talk. Like, you know how the thing go, you have your ups and downs in life, and you know, sometimes we just gotta sit there and meditate. I know people pray to Jesus or Allah what they're doing. I think about ones before me and the work that they put in, persecution they face, and I say, right now, I'm not experiencing nothing that this man on the level that this man experienced. So I have to get through this and I have to accomplish this. And these are the people that give me strength personally. The greats, them the people I deal with. Some people deal with whatever they're dealing with in the sky. I deal with the examples of ones before us. And Thomas Sankara, being a visionary, a man with dignity, a man with character. You get what I'm saying? A man with courage and principle and discipline. And these are the things that we need. So respect to the one, Thomas Sankara, same way. Definitely check out the documentary. Link there is in the description. Also, a little article we put together there, ineverknewtv.com. Make sure you check it out. Give thanks for the support, Ballhead and the Dread, from those times to that time. Link there for some music from the one Art Tarchi, same way. Make sure
Land
you check it out.
The see? Upright man of that unproud, but Blaise Compaoré did sell we out for a couple of francs and a couple of pounds. Oh, French fascists, do not come around. We have a tribute team to you.
No, seriously, we get things same way.